Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted to be back on our radio broadcast by studying the Word of God on tonight. I just give God all the praise and all the glory on tonight. I magnify this holy name on tonight. I bless his name. We're going to get ready to call our Bible class to order now. We're going to have a short devotion, a scripture, a song, and a prayer on tonight. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 66. Psalm 66 says, "Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy work. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea unto dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffered not our feet to be moved. For thou art God, for thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried." I have just read you from Psalm 66, down from the first verse, down to the 11th, wait a minute, the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song now. It's my first time playing this song. I don't know how it's going to sound, but I'm going to do it. Wait a minute.
It's okay. You don't even have to.
You never knew you would fail. You never knew you'd go through the things you never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, tears of pain, it is not your fault, failure. It is not your fault, sickness. It is not your fault, poverty. It is not your fault, you never do. You be wrong. You never knew. Cry the tears that you cry. You never knew. You lose the things you love. But I heard his voice say, I have the new. I have the new.
Yeah.
Come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come tonight, God, just giving you praise and glory. We magnify your holy name on tonight. We just thank you for another opportunity, God, to study your word, God. I ask you tonight, open up our minds and our understanding on tonight. Open our hearts up that we may receive your word just like it is, God. I ask you to move me from myself. Move me. Let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister and teach us tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, and encamp angels all around about them to protect them. Every member, God, I ask you to cover tonight and protect tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, give us wisdom tonight. Give us understanding tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need you, Father, and we can't make it without you, Lord. I'm asking you, Holy Spirit of God, to do this thing. Teach us, God. We need your power to understand. We need your anointing to understand in the mighty name of Jesus. And I bind the strong man up tonight. I bind you up right now, every witch, every wizard, every warlord, every psychic, every demon on assignment, you are bound right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have no power and authority over this radio broadcast or over our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and give you praise and glory for this Bible class on tonight. Teach us, God. We want to learn, God. Teach us how to study your word. Teach us how to learn. Open up our understanding that we may receive your word, that we may receive your power in the mighty name of Jesus. I just thank you for it, and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. We just give God glory, and we give God praise on tonight. I'm going to take that off of there, folks. I'm going to start reading at Leviticus chapter 21. You want to read first, Prophetess Martin, and I read last because that's the longest.
No, Granny, I got it. Okay.
And the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say unto them, there shall none be defiled for the dead among his people, but for his kin that is near unto him, that is for his mother and for his father and for his sons and for his daughters and for his brother and for his sister, a virgin that is nigh unto him, which have had no husband, for her may be, he may be defiled. But he shall not defile himself being a chief man among his people to profane himself. They shall not make baldness upon their head, neither shall they shave off the corner of their beard, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. They shall be holy unto their God, and not profane the name of their God. For the offering of the Lord made by fire in the bread of their God, they do offer, therefore they shall be holy. They shall not take a wife that is a whore or profane, neither shall they take a woman put away from her husband, for he is holy unto the Lord, his God. Thou shalt sanctify him, therefore, for he offered the bread of thy God, he shall be holy unto thee, for I, the Lord, which sanctify you, am holy. And the daughter of any priest, if she profane herself by playing the whore, she profane her father, she shall be burnt with fire. And he that is the high priest among his brethren, upon whose head the anointing oil was poured, and there is consecrated to put on the garment, shall not uncover his head, nor rend his clothes, neither shall he go into any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or for his mother, neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am the Lord. And he shall take a wife in her virginity, a widow, or a divorced woman, or profane, or a harlot. These shall he not take, but he shall take a virgin of his own people to wife. Neither shall he profane his seed among his people, for I, the Lord, do sanctify him. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, saying, whosoever he be of thy seed in their generation that have any blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of his God. For whatsoever man he be that have a blemish, he shall not approach. A blind man or a lame, or he that have a flat nose, or anything superficial, or a man that is broken-footed, or broken-handed, or crooked-backed, or a dwarf, or that have a blemish in his eye, or be scurvy, or scab, or have his stones broken, no man that have a blemish of the seed of Aaron, the priest shall come nigh to offer the offerings of the Lord made by fire. He has a blemish. He shall not come nigh to offer the bread of his God. He shall eat the bread of his God, both the most holy and of the holy. Only he shall not go in unto the veil, nor come nigh unto the altar, because he have a blemish. But that he profane not my sanctuaries, for I, the Lord, do sanctify them. And Moses told it unto Aaron and to his sons and unto all the children of Israel. Amen.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and his sons, that they separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my holy name and those things which they hallow unto me. I am the Lord. Say unto them, whosoever he be of all your seed among your generation that goeth unto the holy things, which the children of Israel hallow unto the Lord, having his uncleanness upon him, that soul shall be cut off from my presence. I am the Lord. What man soever of the seed of Aaron is a leper or has a running issue, he shall not eat of the holy things until he be clean. And whosoever touches anything that is unclean by the dead, or a man whose seed goeth from him, or whatsoever or whosoever touches any creeping thing whereby he may be made unclean, or a man of whom he may take uncleanness, whatsoever unclean he has. The soul which has touched any such shall be unclean until even, and shall not eat of the holy things unless he washes flesh with water. And when the sun is down, he shall be clean, and shall afterward eat of the holy things, because it is his food. That which dieth of itself or is torn with beasts, he shall not eat to defile himself therewith. I am the Lord. They shall therefore keep mine ordinance, lest they bear sin for it and die, therefore they profane it. I, the Lord, do sanctify them. There shall no stranger eat of the holy things a sojourner of the priest, or an hired servant shall not eat of the holy things. But if the priest buy any soul with his money, he shall eat of it. And he that is born in his horse, in his house, they shall eat of his meat. If the priest's daughter also be married unto the stranger, she may not eat of an offering of the holy things. But if the priest's daughter be a widow or divorced and have no child, and is returned unto her father's house as in her youth, she shall eat of her father's meat. But there shall no stranger eat thereof. And if a man eat of the holy thing unwittingly, then he shall put the fifth part thereof unto it, and shall give it unto the priest with the holy thing. And they shall not profane the holy thing of the children of Israel, which they offer unto the Lord, or suffer them to bear the iniquity of trespass when they eat the holy things, for I, the Lord, do sanctify them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and to his sons and unto all the children of Israel, and say unto them, whatsoever he be of the house of Israel or of the strangers of Israel, that will offer his oblation for all his vows, and for all his free will offering, which they will offer unto the Lord for a burnt offering. You shall offer at your own will a male without blemish of the bee, of the sheep, or of the goat. But whatsoever has a blemish, that shall ye not offer, for it shall not be acceptable for you. And whatsoever offered a sacrifice of peace offering unto the Lord, and accomplish his vow, or a free will offering in the bees or sheep, it shall be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no blemish therein, blind or broke or maimed, or have a wind, or scurvy, or scab. Ye shall not offer these unto the Lord, nor make an offering by fire of them upon the altar unto the Lord. Either a bullock or a lamb that has anything superfluous.
Verse 23.
It say either a bullock or a lamb that has anything superfluous. And lacking in his part, that mayest thou offer for a free will offering, but for a vow it shall not be accepted. Ye shall not offer unto the Lord that which is bruised or crushed or broken or cut, neither shall ye make any offering thereof in your land. Neither from a stranger's skin shall ye offer the bread of your God of any of these, because their corruption is in them, and blemishes be in them. They shall not be acceptable for you. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, when a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days to the dam. And from the eighth day and thenceforth, it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And whether it be cow or ewe, ye shall not kill it. And her young, ye shall not kill it and her young both in one day. And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. On the same day it shall be eaten up. Ye shall leave none of it until the morrow. I am the Lord. Therefore shall ye keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord. Neither shall ye profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord which hallowed you, that brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to answer these questions, and I'm going to read a little bit off the commentary. The first one in chapter 21 says, what type of woman was a priest to marry? What type of woman was a priest to marry?
A virgin.
That's right. You have to answer because you're the only other person on the line.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. You're the only other person on it. It's okay. I ain't worried about this. That's right. And that's why a lot of men try to get the women that's a virgin, but you can't always find them now. And that's why Jesus died for all of that, you know. He died for all of that. Okay. What type of person could not approach the veil or the altar? What kind of person that could not approach the veil or the altar? That was one, I think, the person that was defected.
Was it unclean?
Yep.
Unclean person?
Because he would be unclean. Yep. It was one who had a physical defect because he would be unclean. Oh, I didn't know you was on there. We got two people. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. It's all right, honey. I'm with God, huh? That's what I like. Okay. Chapter 22. Could Aaron and his sons eat anything that died of natural causes? It was chapter
22. Could they eat anything that died of natural causes? I'm going to say no.
Well, you know what? I don't know, because I think God would be wanting to kill what they eat. I don't know.
Right, because I wouldn't know if it died of natural causes.
Right.
Or not killed by something.
Yeah. Because he had a lot of stipulations for the priest, because everybody in Aaron's family, the men were priests. And so he had a lot of stipulations for them. Let me see. And when the sun is down, he shall be clean and shall afterward eat the holy thing. Let me see. The soul which have touched any such shall be unclean until the evening and shall not eat of the holy things until he wash his flesh with water. I'm trying to find it. Let me see. And when the sun is down, he shall be clean and shall afterward eat the holy thing because it is his food. That which dies of itself or is torn with beef, he shall not eat. That's what it is. To defile himself therewith, I am the Lord. That's in verse 8 in chapter 22. Verse 8 in chapter 22, that's what the answer was.
So he can't,
so he can't eat.
No,
no, he couldn't eat it.
Okay.
That which died of himself, which is natural causes.
Right.
Because he died of himself or is torn.
Oh,
he's
not. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What type of offering was not accepted by God?
It got to be without blemish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta be without blemish. Yeah. Yep, it's gotta be without blemish, blind, maimed, broken, or skin with skin disease. So you think you can't offer up back in them days, you can offer up anything if you had any kind of ailment. I'll say any kind of ailment, you can offer up any offering unto the Lord. Okay. What could not be sacrificed together on the same day? Let's see.
A bullet, a lamb.
Same day. What verse is it?
23.
Okay. That's right. Blind or broken or maimed or having a wind or scurvy or scab, ye shall not offer these unto the Lord, nor make an offering by fire of them unto the altar unto the Lord. Either a bullock or a lamb that hath anything superficial or super polished or lacking any part that may thou offer for a freewill offering, but for a vow, it shall not be accepted. But you know what he's trying to say? It's like you can't offer up. I hear Ray read this. I just don't know. Where it is, it said you can't offer up a mother and her young, like a mother of an animal, and you can't offer them two on the same day. Let me see. And whatsoever be a cow or ewe, ye shall not kill it and her young both in one day. That's what it's talking about. On 28. Mm-hmm. And whether it be a cow or ewe, ye shall not kill it. And her young both in one day. Says, what could be sacrificed together on the same day? I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. What could not be sacrificed? I don't know. That's kind of far off. It says, you can't kill it. And her young both in one day. And when you will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. On the same day it shall be eaten up. Okay, maybe I was wrong. I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to read a little bit of this commentary.
What is about what? It can't be sacrificed on the same day, but it could be eaten on the same day.
Okay, but where does it say it can't be sacrificed the same day? On the same day it shall be eaten up. Okay, therefore shall you keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord. Neither shall you profane my holy name but I will be okay. Stop. Let me see. Maybe it's back up here. No, no. You should not offer unto the Lord that would be bruised or crushed or broken or cut. Neither from a stranger's hand shall ye offer the bread of your God of any of these, because their corruption is in them and blemish be in them. They shall not be accepted for you. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, when a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dam, and from the eighth day, and thenceforth it shall be accepted, and whether it be a cow or ewe. Anyway, let me read maybe some commentary. Maybe I get some from that. In chapter 21, it's like rules for the priests so that they remain holy. Okay, it says, the Lord said unto this to Moses, speak to the priests who are the sons of Aaron. Say this to them, a priest must not make themselves unclean because one of their relatives have died. There is an exception for this closest relative. This means his mother, his father, his son, his daughter, and his brother. It also means a sister who has not married anyone. She depends on him because she did not have a husband. So the priest may make himself unclean if she dies. He must not become unclean because he has to touch the body of a relative by marriage. This would make him very unclean. Priests must not shave their head so that they have bald places. They must not shave off the edges of their beard. They must not cut their bodies. They must be holy for their God. They must not say bad things about God's name. They must be holy because they give the offering to the Lord on the fire at his house, the offering on life, bread for God. So they must be holy. Must not marry a woman who has had sex with other men. A priest must not marry a woman whose husband has divorced her. A priest must be holy for his God. Be sure that your priests are holy. This is because they offer bread to your God. You must consider them holy because I, the Lord, am holy. It is I who makes you holy. If a priest's daughter has sex with a man apart from her husband, you must burn her with fire. She has made herself very unclean, and she has made her father very unclean. The chief priest is greater than the other priests who are as his brothers. They poured their special oil on his head. When he became chief priest, also he must wear the special clothes, that is the clothes of the chief priest. And when someone dies, he must not let his hair be untidy. He must not tear his clothes. He must not enter any place where there is a dead body, even for his father or his mother. He must not make himself unclean. He must not leave the house of his God. He must not make God's house unclean. His God's oil, which the priest pour on him, has made him separate from everyone else. I am the Lord. The chief priest must marry a woman who has never had sex with anyone. He must not marry a widow or a woman who has divorced her husband. He must not marry a woman who has had sex with other men for their religion or for money. He may only marry a woman who is from his own people, and she must not have had sex with anybody. He must not marry such a woman because they would make his children very unclean among his relatives. I am the Lord who makes him separate from everybody else. The Lord said this to Moses, say this unto Aaron, none of your descendants who has something wrong with his body must ever come near God, near to God. No such descendant must ever offer his food. Nobody who has something wrong with his body may come near to God. Such a person may be blind. He may not be able to walk normally. He may be very ugly. His arms or legs may be too long. Such a person may have a bad leg or a hand that will not work properly. He may have a dent in his back or may be very small. He may have a problem with his eyes. His skin may be a strange color because he has had a bad disease. He may have suffered an injury to the sick parts of his body. None of Aaron, the priest descendants who has any damage in his body may come near to God. He may not offer gifts to the Lord by fire. Nobody whose body has damage of any sort may come near to offer food to his God, but he may eat the food that the priest offers to God. He may eat both the holy food and the most holy food. However, he must not go near the curtain or near the altar. He will make my house unclean because there is damage to his body. I am the Lord who makes all things holy. Moses said unto Aaron, to his sons, and to all the Israelites. And that's just so strange, and that's why Jesus had to die, because, you know, sometimes we have all of these things wrong with us, and the Father know that. You know, that's why a lot of people say they couldn't keep all of the laws that God was making back then. And he created us just right. So all the other stuff, the being in the back and all this other kind of stuff, we must have done it to ourselves or the enemy or whatever, because God didn't do it. So he, just like now, a lot of people don't like to have cuts and stuff on their body. I'm talking about having surgery and all that stuff because God made us perfect. And if we take care of ourselves, we should be perfect, you know, without getting cuts and stuff. I ain't going to say perfect in our heart, but our body. And that's why a lot of people don't like Apostle Dean. Instead of him getting his, thyroid cut out, he just got radiation or something on him and had him shut down. He wouldn't let them cut on him, and he hasn't let them cut on him yet. But a lot of people like that, and that's why he was telling me don't get the defibrillator. He said you ain't been cut on enough. Well, these right, but God know everything, and you have to use your senses, and if you have to repent and everything else. Now, I repent for being cut on my body. I did, because I want to be right with God. I don't really care what people think or she was sick enough or she shouldn't. You know, it's good to have five senses so you can know that God is over the doctors and the surgeons and even he made your body. So he know all about it. But even when the doctor told me a lie, she lied about it. But you know, you still have to be grateful because, you know, it's a preventative measure just in case anything happened. I'm not going to be hard on myself that I got it, but I did repent. I repented before the Lord for being cut on my body. And we had to remember that he don't want us to cut on our body. You know what I'm saying? And if it's necessary, it's necessary. It's, you know what I'm saying, to live. It's necessary. So it's a lot of them you can't do. You ain't supposed to have no tattoos or cut your hair and none of that kind of stuff. This is where it says it is. And this is what we have to know and believe, because God don't play. He didn't play back there. He still don't play. He still is. If you just pay attention to the news and stuff, not just be so into it where you hear it all the time, but you can see the end now. I can see it, and I can feel it. I can see, you know, what's transpiring, you know, about the end time. And a lot of times, like I told you before, I had asked Apostle, I said, you think the rapture taking place because there's so many people were dying, and they still die. You know, the lady I've been working for, she died today. You know, it's just so many people dying so quickly. And I'm saying, Lord, is this the rapture? I'm you know, in rapture, not in the Bible, but it looks like people just going on. It's going on, honey. I'm telling you. But God knows. He knows. I know he knows about all things. So he said he won't do nothing unless he alerted the prophet. He goes, take it by the prophet. So I'm not worried about it, but sometimes I just be thinking. And I think out loud to myself. Mm-hmm. So chapter 22, we got about, let me see, about 15 minutes. I'm just going to go over the foods from the holy offering. Chapter 22, the Lord said this to Moses. Did anybody have any questions before I start this one? I'm just reading a little bitty from the commentary, that's all. Mm-hmm, okay. The Lord said this to Moses, speak to Aaron and to his sons. They must respect the holy offering that the Israelite gives to me. Then they will not make my holy name unclean. I am the Lord. Say this to them, you may have descendants who are unclean in the future. Any such descendants must not come near to the holy offering that the Israelites give to the Lord. But if the descendant does not obey this rule, I will cut him off from me. I am the Lord. A descendant of Aaron may have a bad disease of his skin, or he may be unclean because of a discharge that comes from his body. That descendant must not eat the holy offering until he is clean. He may be unclean because of something that he touched. That thing may be unclean. He may be unclean because of something that he touched. That thing, I'm reading it all again, y'all. Unclean because it touched a dead body, or it may be because of semen that comes from a man. He may have touched an insect that crawled on the ground. Such insects make people unclean, but he may have touched a person who makes him unclean of some reason. The descendant of Aaron who touches anything like this will be unclean until the evening. He must not eat any of the holy offerings until he has bathed his body in water. When the sun sets, he becomes clean. Then he may eat the holy offering because they are his food. He must not eat any dead animal that people find. He must not eat a dead animal that a wild animal has torn apart. It would make him unclean. I am the Lord. The priest must obey my instructions. Otherwise, they would be guilty. Then they will die because they did not respect my holy offering. I am the Lord who makes them holy. People who do not belong to the priest family must not eat any of the holy food. This includes a priest guest or workers that the priest has hired. They must not eat anything that is holy. But if a priest purchased a slave with money, he may eat the holy food. Also, slaves who are born in his house may eat the priest's food. Perhaps a priest's daughter will marry a man who is not a priest. Then she must not eat any of the holy offering. Perhaps the priest's daughter become a widow, or her husband divorces her. If she has no children, she can go back to her father's house. She can live there. She can do it as when she was young. She can eat her father's food, but nobody else who is not a priest may eat it. Somebody eats part of a holy offering by accident, he must add one-fifth to it. Then he must give the holy offering to the priest. the priest offered the Israelites holy offering to the Lord. So the priest must not make these offerings unclean. They must not allow any other person to eat the holy offering. Such a person would be guilty, and when he would suffer punishment, I am the Lord who makes them holy. The Lord said this to Moses, speak to Aaron and to his sons and to all the Israelites. Say this to them, whenever anyone gives a holy offering to the Lord, it must be a male animal. There must be nothing wrong with it, whether it be a bull, a sheep, a goat. Then the Lord will accept the animal on your behalf. This rule is for both the Israelites and the foreigners who live with them. The person may give the offering as a gift or because the person has made a special promise to God. You must not give to the Lord any animal that has something wrong with it. If you do, the priest will not accept it on your behalf. A person might bring a peace offering to the Lord. Perhaps the person has made a special promise to the Lord, or perhaps it's a gift that the person wants to give to the Lord. The gift may be a cow or a sheep. The priest will only accept it if it is perfect. There must be nothing wrong with it. You must not give to the Lord any animal that is blind. It must not have broken legs. It must not have no damage. No damage or bad places that produce a liquid. It must not have a bad place or a disease on the skin. You must not offer animals like this to the Lord. You must not burn them on the altar as an offering to the Lord. But a bull or a sheep may have a limb that is too long or too short. You can give the animal as a gift to the Lord, but you must not give such an animal when you have made a special promise to the Lord. You must not give to the Lord an animal whose sex parts have any damage. This includes bruises, injuries, or removal. You must not do this when you come into your own country in the future. You may not get any animals like from foreigners and then offer them as food to your God. The priest will not accept them or on your behalf if there is anything wrong with them. The Lord said this to Moses, whenever a young cow or a goat or a lamb is born, it must remain with its mother for 7 days. From the eighth day, the priest can accept it as a gift to offer to the Lord by fire. You must not kill on the same day a cow or a sheep and it's young. Sometimes you will offer a sacrifice to give thanks to the Lord. You must do it in a manner so that the priest will accept it on your behalf. You must eat it on the same day as you killed it. You must not leave any of it until the morning. I am the Lord. Obey my commandments and do them. I am the Lord. Do not do anything that brings shame to my holy name. The Israelites must recognize that I am holy. I am the Lord who has made you holy. I brought you out of the country called Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. So those were the rules, the laws back then that God had put into order. He said, and most of them was for the priest. They was for the priest. And they had to do them. That's like the preacher. But then that's why I know that God had to send Jesus, because a lot of us couldn't do the things that he had for us to do back then. So it was a good thing. I would have been trying to live as holy as I could, because he was making us holy, and all you had to do was not do. I'd heard some stuff since I was a teenager about when you're pregnant, you can't touch dead people. You can't go to funerals and stuff like that. My mama used to tell me stuff like that. And that's why they would try to keep the young women, us, when we were young, for not having sex till you're married. That's a good and blessed thing. But Jesus know all of us weren't going to do that. The Father knew, so he sent his Son. You know, so we can have, so we can repent and he can redeem us from our iniquity and stuff like that. Because I'm telling you, he knew it. He created us. You know, sin ain't just got in the world. Sin been in this world. We was born into sin and shaping into iniquity from Eve. So, Leviticus is something else. And if you don't pay attention, you sure won't understand. It's still really confusing. But we have how many more chapters? Four? One, two, three.
I think three.
On this chapter 22, so it goes to chapter 27. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This, we have five more chapters. So we do 23, 24, Tuesday, 25, 26, Wednesday. We might do 27 Wednesday too, just to get it out the way. Thursday. I'm talking about Wednesday, Thursday. And that way we can start in a new book.
I agree. I think she did it too.
Yeah, then we'll be in the book of Numbers. It won't be like Leviticus. Leviticus is something. Numbers, the book of Numbers won't be like Leviticus, but you know, every book in the Bible has something that we need to know and to learn. So, you know, I just love all of it. I just, and the stuff that I don't understand, I ask God to help me to understand it, because we need to know it. That's why it's written. That's why he put it in there, because we need to know it. So anyway, I know it's early. It's 7:23 there. And we're going to get ready to close out. I just thank and praise God for all y'all now being on here. And I give God praise and glory. Do anybody have any questions or anything they need to ask or comment or anything? I'm just been talking, and I haven't asked anybody but one. But just let it sink in. Meditate on that word, honey. But we're going to get ready to close out. Father, we just thank you for tonight, God. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the anointing that we may understand, Lord. We thank you for opening up our hearts and our minds, Lord. We thank you on tonight, God. You know, we can't understand this word without you. We don't know nothing about this word without the understanding from you. And we just thank you tonight for your understanding, God. We thank you for opening up our minds and our hearts to receive your word, God. Even if we don't understand everything, God, we receive your word, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to just cover everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight and protect them, Lord. Be a hedge of protection around every member of our ministry and of our church, God, and of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I just thank and praise you, and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. I love y'all so much. Thank y'all for being on here. God bless you. Y'all have a good night. And I see you right back here tomorrow for the Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. Thank you. Love you. Okay. Have a good night.
Love you.
Good night. Love you. Good night.
Good love you. Good night.